95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
It's Friday!
Did you know that? Were you aware?
It's Friday?
It's freaking Friday, man!
I was not aware.
It's Friday!
So what are we doing?
I'm thinking we'd do Friday stuff. We'll do like All Request Fest. By the way, I want to do a bunch of cover songs. We're like talking about cover songs the other day. And I thought maybe like in the last half of the All Request Fest, we could do a bunch of cover songs.
So all right.
You start calling now if you want. 818-955-KLOS with your favorite cover song.
You're just making shit up. And also, we found some tickets for the Darker Waves Fest.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
if you've heard about this.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing. It's in November, right?
November 18th at the beach at Huntington Beach. Tickets to see B-52s, Devo,
X!
Violent Femme, X.
X. Yeah! We'll have those out sometime later today. And it's, by the way, I don't know if you knew. Did you know?
It's Friday?
It's Friday!
Yes, I'm aware.
Das Fighters Food, Das Rescued. Such great stuff, man. It's a happy, good news, wonderful to see them back doing stuff. Well done, Dave and crew. What? What do you want?
Us two people are dumb.
All right.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A man in Oklahoma apparently really had his heart set on an Audi.
Okay.
So
he had an innie instead.
His name is Randy Cantwell, and he showed up at a car dealership in Tulsa.
Okay.
Claiming that he was a federal marshal.
Oh.
And tried to drive off in one of the cars.
Oh. Yeah, because, you know, federal marshals can take whatever car
That's
they
what
need.
They do.
This is an official business.
According to the Tulsa Police Department, Cantwell arrived at the dealership in the south part of the city on Monday, expressed interest in an Audi there, per employee accounts. The worker got the keys, took the man to see the car.
Like you do, of course.
And he said, I'd like to take it for a drive.
At
and the guy
point?
Said he couldn't because it wasn't ready, wasn't prepped to be driven.
Right. Plus, you always give your driver's license and all that, so you
right.
start to get a little official. If you're
so gonna... Cantwell told the employee, hey, man, the car's stolen.
What?
And I'm a federal official, so I'm not leaving without it.
Guy's like, sure. Okay,
right.
Dude.
Quick-thinking workers said they blocked him in, however, forcing Cantwell to ditch the car and try to walk off the lot.
What a moron.
Police arrived at the scene and said the only ID he provided was his driver's license. He said that he told officers that he became a federal officer when Donald Trump declared martial law while president. So he just named himself
a federal marshal. Well, you can
marshal.
Do that. You can do anything
Listen,
like
I'm
that.
I'm a federal marshal. Well, I need this car.
Sure. I don't even remember martial law. But okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, he actually is his original name, the family name.
Yeah.
It's not Cantwell. It's can't do anything well.
I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they actually just dropped part of it when they moved here.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You know what I need?
What do you need?
I need dollar. That's what I need.
But I think you might have a good chance with this one. I think you might actually end up pocketing.
Every time you say this, I lose.
Well, I suppose that throws you off. And maybe that's like, I need my dollar, man. I'm just trying to psych you out.
One American Dollar is a game that we made up that you there's a top 10 list. And you get six guesses to get four out of the top 10.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we basically traded the dollar back and forth. I don't know.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know that either one of us is really necessarily ahead. You like basketball. It's my favorite sport myself.
It is.
You're a big fan, though.
I used to be my favorite sport before hockey, but
before
I do
hockey.
Love it. Yeah.
And then soccer.
Soccer as well.
Yeah. So which?
Right,
how would you rank it then? In
I would rank
NBA?
It hockey, soccer, basketball.
All right. Well, then I still
But I've been a Lakers
fan forever.
Fan my whole life.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the Suns when you lived in Phoenix?
Yeah. No, I was a Laker fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It didn't go over well.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Family
yeah.
did not love it.
Well, how much worse? I was a Suns fan when we lived in Phoenix. My dad took me to tons of games. And then when I moved to Los Angeles 4 million years ago.
Sure.
Now I'm a Lakers fan. Have been for a long time.
I mean, after that amount of time.
That didn't go over very well.
I still like the Suns because I'm from Phoenix. But,
right.
So what's the top 10?
Well, of course, yesterday was the big draft day. So I figured today would be an interesting time to talk about and see if you can guess the, out of the 10, at least four of the most valuable franchises. Which seems kind of, you know, kind of easy. A little bit easy, right?
Well, but some of them, yeah.
You just got to come up with four out of the 10 most valuable franchises, right? You know, which teams bring in the most cash? Which is the most valuable of the NBA teams?
Number one, the Lakers.
Number one, the Lakers. It's wrong.
What?
It's number three.
Okay. But
how sad is that?
But I still get a point for it.
Yeah, you do get a point, even though it's not number one, which is a bunch of crap.
It isn't number one.
No. Mm-mm.
How's that possible?
In fact, it's they're not that far behind the who is number one, but they're a little ways behind. They're number three.
I'm just thinking history. Is it current? Is it this year?
It's this year. It's for 2023.
Oh, just this year.
Now.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Denver Nuggets just won the championship.
The Denver Nuggets, and that would, you know, you would think that that would bring them up there, but not on the list, not on the top 10 list. Huh. Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, what you were saying, and I shouldn't get, why do I always give you a hint? What you were saying about, you know, like the history, I mean, it does kind of play into it. They stay
all
valuable.
Right, the Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics are on the list. They're at number six. $3.44 billion is what they're worth.
Wow.
$3.4. As opposed to the Lakers, who are at number three, and they're at $5.63 billion in worth.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it?
Golden State Warriors.
Golden State Warriors
Steph
is
Curry
on the list. They're at number two. They're ahead of the Lakers.
Sons of bitches.
So you have three now, and you're looking good. You look like you're going to be able to buy yourself a basketball with that dollar.
Wow, where else do I go now, though? Those are everybody. Is it market size? Does that matter? Like, would a New York team be bigger than a Milwaukee team?
That's an interesting question. I like a good interesting question. I enjoy an interesting question. And one American dollar, trying to guess the most valuable NBA franchises on draft day.
I'm going to take a stab here because I can't think of any others that are slam dunks.
Mm-hmm. Slam dunks,
see?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Miami Heat?
Oh! That means you've got two wrong now. I'm sorry, buddy. But you're still doing all right. You got one more guess. You got to get it right with this guess.
I got one more guess.
Yeah, and you'll get that lovely one American dollar.
It's Boy, suitable. I sure don't know.
It's suitable for buying food with or wrapping fish in or displaying proudly in your home.
Boy, I don't know. Dallas Mavericks?
The Dallas Mavericks. My friend, you just squeaked in barely.
Woo!
You just barely won.
Woo!
They are number 10, $2.72 billion.
What a lucky guess that was.
Yeah, good one. Well done. Dallas Mavericks, number 10. The most valuable Canadian team is the only one on the list at number 9. The Raptors are worth $2.74 billion this year. Houston Rockets at 8. Number 7, L.A. Clippers, my friend.
I would not have put them in the top 10.
No, it's kind of crazy because it was just a few months ago that Steve bought the team for $2 billion. They are worth $3.16 now.
Wow.
Pretty amazing, right? Celtics, you mentioned, number 6. Chicago Bulls come in at number 5.
Chicago Bulls.
Brooklyn Nets at number 4. Lakers, then Golden State Warriors, and at number 1, and you were asking me about it, and yes, it does have a lot to do with market size. They remain at the top because of the, what exactly do they say here? Playing in Madison Square Garden of
Yes, the Knicks?
Team. Yep.
Are you kidding?
Number 1.
The Knicks suck and have sucked for
yep.
so long.
And despite that, because
they're
in New York and have the largest media market in the United States.
That is a joke.
They are worth $6.12 billion.
Wait, what was number 2?
Number 2 was Golden State at 6.03.
Wow.
So
the Knicks are awful and have always been awful.
But there you go.
That's nonsense.
At the very least, you're on your way to buying yourself a team because you just won a dollar.
That's correct.
When I started it out down a dirty road, started it out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up, the world got still.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Disney tickets very, very soon. We finally started handing them out, and you got a chance to win before you know it.
I'll tell you when to call. First, what's up with Florida?
A fair question.
I'm going to begin the story, and then I'm going to have you guess where it goes from. It's going to stop at one point, and then
right.
you have to guess how it continues.
Gotcha.
Here you go.
Are trying to figure out why this man allegedly broke into a home in Marion County. Cal police say Daniel Dinkins claimed that
So he broke into someone's house.
Threw a brick through a window and broke in.
Okay.
And got in the house. And now the police ask him why.
Because
weirder.
I was,
you have to think weirder,
passing by
weirder,
and I saw an alligator and I thought I better go get it because I did the meth and I am ready to fight.
You're
the alligator.
Just going for meth.
Yeah. And alligators.
Yeah. Here's his answer.
Okay.
He was a time traveler and that he threw a brick through the window of that Ocala home earlier this month to save a baby sleeping in the room from a future event. He also admitted to swimming in the family's pool. Dinkins now faces burglary charges.
I do understand why he swam in the pool.
Why? Because I thought that was kind of a bold move.
No, see, he's from the future, and in the future, there's no more pools anymore. You know, we those of us have lived in the future.
I see.
It's just a thing of the past. We don't have that kind of water to spare anymore. So he's like, I'm just going to enjoy myself.
Wow, a pool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of these in years.
Right, exactly. Time traveler.
He's a time traveler. And he threw the brick through the window to save the baby from a future event.
Like, did he share what the event might be?
My question is this. Do we know he's wrong? We're all going, hey, you're an idiot in Florida. You're stupid.
Good point.
Do we know he's wrong?
We do
what
not.
What if he's right?
What if they just ensured that Hitler comes back? Basically.
Or the opposite.
Or
right.
The opposite.
Maybe he was trying to keep that from happening.
That's always
we
the
were
thing,
like,
isn't
oh,
it?
You're stupid. You must be on bath salts. Right. You're dumb. You're in Florida. Go to jail.
But in fact... He might have saved the entire universe.
Correct. So we thank you, sir. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo and I were talking about this law that was passed in, where is it, Montana? Against TikTok?
Oh, yeah. They've banned TikTok for all citizens of Montana. You may not use it. No. Hey, put that down.
A lot of people are worried about the data that it's a Chinese company.
It's a Chinese company.
Yes.
That makes sense. So they have access to your phone, which means all your everything on it, your banking, your contacts.
That's the fear, yes.
It just makes me want to go get TikTok because if it gets banned, I'm on board.
But the United States has a unique 50-state configuration where a lot of the stuff like this is done at the local level. So in Montana, it's illegal. Whatever state's next to it, fine.
This is so weird. I think that's one of the weirdest ones so far to ban that particular app.
Well, you haven't heard these yet. This some of the more interesting things that are still on the books that for some reason got put on the books someplace in the past.
Okay. Illegal in these United States of America?
Yes.
Okay.
It is illegal to drive blindfolded in Alabama. That's a law on the books.
You got to want to wonder what the story was behind it. Like, who did that? And where are they like, okay, you know what? We can't have this anymore. You guys got to stop.
This is a law in California. You can't wash your neighbor's car without permission.
That's probably a good idea, actually.
Why? What happened?
Exactly.
You can't drive a car in reverse on public roads in Arizona.
Well, I've done that.
Same.
I mean, I've absolutely done that.
I'm sure none of these are enforced because it's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, you're not allowed to drive a black car on a Sunday in Denver, Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
That's odd.
In Youngstown, Ohio, it's illegal to run out of gas.
You can never visit Youngstown?
I don't run out of gas, my friend. I get pretty close.
Pretty damn close. Now you've got an electric vehicle. Have you run out of juice yet?
I have not. I've gotten down to about 9%.
Is that still part of the zero club?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I've never tested it.
Mm.
The problem with the regular gas car is that I tested it.
Right.
And I got to zero and I still had more juice.
Right. Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Plus, you can also take a gas can and go get more gas. But where are you going to plug in if
right,
you're
that's
on
a,
the freeway?
That's a bit of a problem.
Number two lane.
Despite the legal drinking age being 21 in America, there's a strange loophole. Students at a culinary school in Illinois can consume wine while underage if they spit it out. This is a weird thing about wine that I have learned. I went to a wine tasting one time.
Okay.
Just so that I could write down stuff I overheard people saying.
You know, he writes down a lot of stuff, man. I want to see your notes someday, dude.
And they have spit buckets.
Yeah.
Yes, you taste it and you spit it.
What? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
What?
And there's no way I would do that. I've never gone to one, but I would not be spitting out my wine. But so if you're underage.
Yes.
Oh, I accidentally swallowed.
I'm sorry about that.
Of course, if you're underage, you don't want to drink wine.
If you're overage, if you're old, bingo games have a 5-hour limit.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
In Vermont, women must get permission from their husbands if they want to get false teeth. The hell? What What is happening?
No, Bertha, you stay toothless.
The state of New Mexico bans, and this is how it's written.
Okay.
Idiots.
Oh, New Mexico for the win!
From voting in elections.
Oh.
Still New Mexico.
Yeah, 100%. Wow, how do they enforce that?
They don't really.
Yeah.
They don't. But it is against the law if you're an idiot to vote.
I think that needs to go nationwide.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't be against that.
No.
That'd be pretty strong.
Absolutely
not. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
I love stories about dogs. Dogs are the best.
Dogs are the best.
Cats are the worst. I think
cats
we all agree on that.
Almost the best, too. But dogs rule.
This is a sweet story about two dogs that loved each other enough, and they were in the, what do you call it, the
pet kennel?
Kennel, thank you. Mm-hmm. And they tried to separate them, and one of the dogs jumped the wall so he could be with the other one.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very sweet story.
Oh, that's awesome.
Almost ruined by Jeannie Mose.
Oh, no. Is it her? I mean...
They were two strays.
There she is.
There she is.
There she is. The voice of a goddess.
Found roaming the streets of Minneapolis together. Named Brenda and Linda after they arrived at Minneapolis Animal Care and Control.
You know, they get so many animals, you do get to a point where you're like, I don't know, Brenda and Linda, who cares?
Sure,
who cares?
They're best buds, you know?
They're very bonded.
How bonded are they? But the real test came when they were...
That did not answer our question.
No, it didn't.
It didn't answer our question at all. It's a bark.
Yeah. They bark.
Hold on.
That's how bonded they are.
But the real test came when they were put next to each other in separate kennels, and this happened.
All right, so now they show the dog climbing over the wall.
Right. I'm hearing Mission Impossible
yes,
music.
You yes, you are. Yes, you are.
That's our Jenny.
That's happening.
Mission Impossible.
Oh, my God.
And they spell it across the screen. P-A-W-S.
There's someone that over at the other station that loves puns. Do you know the lady I'm speaking of? Are they related?
I don't have any idea.
Are T-H and Jenny related?
I really am not. I'm really not a fan of puns.
I can't really
because
use
it's
puns.
Low-hanging fruit. It's always the first thing that comes to your mind. You go, impossible. Yes! Because it involves the word paws. This is great.
And dogs have paws.
Right.
All right, back to the very cute story. The dogs didn't want to be separated, so right. One of them is climbing the wall. We just heard the Mission Impossible theme. Mm-hmm. And then this.
The shelter called it. Huh. Sure, Tom Cruise is able to scale walls.
Get on with it.
They show more video of Tom Cruise.
He has gizmos to help.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's belaboring the point.
Yep.
Brenda leaped the 5-foot wall on her own to join Linda.
Are most of your dogs able to scale a wall like that?
Lady, please leave the building. Why are you in here asking these questions?
No. Most nights we walk through and they're just like in a little ball together. Oh.
The shelter decided they should be adopted as a package together.
I love it when they do that.
I do too.
I think that's awesome.
Because they're paying attention to the dogs.
Exactly.
The pets.
They really do care about the animals.
That's exactly what happened. Brenda dragged her new owner to the car where Linda was waiting to head for their new home. As one commenter noted, dogs that stray together stay together.
This is how she does a story, is she thinks of the movie Mission Impossible. And then she goes to social media and takes literally the worst comment. Dogs who stray together stay together. Hey, that's great.
You know, I mean, generally when you have a really nice story about a couple dogs like this, you know, all you feel is heartwarming.
Right.
But I feel a little nauseous.
Yes, agreed.
Ain't no kennel wall high enough to keep these two apart.
Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. Jeannie Mose, CNN. New York.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Oh, man. She's
the best.
Let's hire her. We need her in here. Right about now, it's time for the KLOS All Request Fest.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. What can we do for you?
All right. Great. Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Which one?
It don't matter to me. Anyone you want, guys want to play.
Dealer's Choice.
I love Dealer's Choice. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite so far on the All Request Fest. Well, that and Nine Inch Nails, The Perfect Drug. That was awesome. Oh, and I love playing X. And hey, congratulations. And did you know you can win a 2023 Ram 1500 TRX or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel this June? Details are at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. And thanks to them for providing unto us the All Request Fest. Don't forget, about an hour from right now, it's going to be all cover songs.
Hey, have you seen the All Request Fest yet?
Checking the Magic 8 Ball, and the answer is Drop Dead. Oh, no, yes.
I want to hear Aerosmith.
Magic 8 Ball says chances are really, 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 really damn good.
Awesome.
David in North Hills, you are correct. We haven't heard that one in a very long time. Godsmack Voodoo. We're going to be switching over to cover songs here in a few minutes, right after these exciting commercial messages and a couple more requests. And it'll be all cover songs for the last half. So get ready for that. Maybe hit us up, 818-955-KLOS. In fact, someone's calling now. Hello!
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
It's our All Request Fest.
What do you got for us, man?
I don't know. I'm all f***ed up, man.
Woo! Yeah. Well, that's the way to start your weekend. You're doing it right.
You're doing it right.
Well done.
Yeah. Well, that kind of sobered me up for a minute, but you guys pick something good.
All right.
All right.
Well.
How about this? That was a Dealer's Choice Cheap Trick. Thank you for that open table there. Right after these exciting commercial messages, we're going to begin a hell of a lot of cover songs on the All Request Fest. Dolly Parton's album, this is very strange to say on KLOS, Dolly Parton's album Rockstar is the number one rock album in the United States right now. I love her. She's so damn cute. That is her with Ann Wilson covering Magic Man. Hey, can you plug, what's his name, Kevin's hologram back in? I think he headed over to that other place. I'm going to meet him over there in a little while. It's really confusing. Hello, KLOS.
What's up, Scrubbo?
What's happening, man?
It's Friday, man! Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah!
So for the last half of the All Request Fest, it's nothing but cover songs. We got one?
Yeah, some Whiskey in the Jar, Metallica.
Absolutely, done deal. Who's this?
My name is Alex.
All righty, here you go.
Awesome, thank you so much.
The always insanely cool Mr. Mike Ness, been actually dealing with some pretty serious health issues lately. We wish him the best of luck, and that's him pretending to be the Man in Black, covering Ring of Fire. It's nothing but covers here at the end of the All Request Fest today. You have something you want to hear?
Come Together by the original or any cover.
Any cover of the of one of the naughtiest song titles ever.
Yes, together. That's the theme of my wife, man.
it's a tough job, but
only
you know,
your wife,
if you both can make it happen, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
you know, come together and happiness,
sure, and happiness and joy,
and
right.
Joy. Yeah. Yes,
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. A female influencer made an AI version of herself, and the AI started talking dirty to her customers.
Have you ever tried dinky tickling? Have you ever tried dipping the stinger in the honey?
And she's supposedly trying to stop it from doing that.
Doing the hibbity-dibbity.
I can say yes to that one.
Although she's making a lot of dough.
Doing the horizontal greased weasel tango.
We talked about terrible neighbors based on a person who left their neighbor a letter asking them to close all their windows whenever they cook meat because it's annoying to them. And...
Yes? Yes, holographic Kevin. I think he's going to say we did a bunch of cover songs. I don't know which one of my favorite was, but the Dolly Parton one was pretty damn cool. And that's nice and all, but I got to get out of here. I got to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm going to get you into the Darker Waves Fest that went on sale and sold out today. It's happening November 18th down at Huntington Beach with Devoe, the B-52s, Violent Femmes, X, Echo and the Bunnymen. Be listening for X, and when I play it, be caller 25. And if you are, you get tickets to the sold-out Darker Waves Fest. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Susan.
I want you to look in the camera and tell everybody you just won.
I just won.
You're caller 25.
Heck yeah! Hell yeah!
You gonna go see all those right. humans right there? X and a Violent Femmes and a B-52s and Devo at the Darker Waves Fest that went on sale today and sold out already.
I know, it sold out. Thank you. I love X, my favorite. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I'm so stoked.
That's some earlier stuff from Aaron Jones, who tweeted just today, just a few hours ago, that his new album, Chronicles of the Kid, is out. And he says he couldn't be more proud of this album. There are people who share my experiences and also walk this earth contemplating what it means to be human. For them and others like them, I dedicate this record, Aaron Jones, A-Y-R-O-N Jones. I highly recommend you find some of his new stuff. No surprise, really, but the Darker Waves Fest, featuring an unbelievable lineup, B-52s, Devo, Echo and the Bunnymen, Violent Femmes, and X, and plus a bunch more. Already sold out. Sold out today, went on sale today. It's happening November 18th at the beach, at Huntington Beach, and you can still get in line in case there are more tickets show up, like they find some laying under the, you know, whatever, the mat or whatever, if you go to darkerwavesfest.com. Also, be listening to the All Request Fest today, and when we play X, who will be out there November 18th, be caller 25 and we'll get you tickets. We'll get you some sold out tickets to the Darker Waves Fest when we play X sometime after 5 today on 95.5 KLOS. John Wayne Gacy. You remember that name? John Wayne Gacy in This Day in Rock in 1965 put together a rock show in Springfield, Illinois, that the Kinks played at. Alice Cooper fell off the stage in Vancouver, Canada on this day in rock in 1975. He broke 6 ribs, and appropriately enough, he was on his Welcome to My Nightmare tour. I will be your knight in shining armor. It was on this day in rock in 1980 that the Rolling Stones released I Will Come to Your Emotional Rescue. You will be mine, you will be mine, you will be mine. Oh, I love that song.